block and breaks a couple tackles and goes 80 yards the length of the field into the score. And just like that, we start the second half.
And what a way to start the second half. Tie right up. You know, North Air almost had a good pep talk back in the locker room because they were just pumped up, and they ran that right down to the touchdown. And they must be excited, must be hyped.
Here we go. Kyle Case on the two-point conversion around the right end. Takes it in, untouched. The two-point conversion is good. 11:48, which is 12 seconds into the second half. Kyle and North Huron scores the touchdown, two-point conversion, and they're right back ahead, 16-14, just like that. The Warriors on the far side of the field jumping all over the place, as excited as can be over that. And Coach Brown's not real happy with his Decaville players. He's out here kind of having a conversation with them and maybe a couple fingers pointed at each other about who should have made the play there. But regardless, we've got a lot of football to go. We've got another half. Basically, we've got a full half to go. You just ran 12 seconds off, and just like that, the Warriors are going to kick off to Decaville. We'll see what they do on this kickoff. The first couple times they kicked to them, Decaville had really nice run back. We'll see where Case attempts to put the ball this time as he's getting set, take the ball, puts his tee down on the 40-yard line. Stoliker and Stone, Wolf and Stone are back deep for the Eagles as Case is set to kick off. And the kick by Case is squibbed down the middle of the field this time. Oh, Dora kind of has a tough time fielding it there. Takes a little sidestep or two, and ooh! Brandon Moore and Gallett are there big time to take him out. And after he kind of muffed that a little bit, it squibbed past him. The Eagles are going to take over first and 10 on about their own 19-yard line. So there's a change already for North Huron. The first two times they kicked it away deep. This time squibbed it down the field, and the Eagles will have a long ways to go. Pagel under center. Hands off that time to number 33, Danny Wolf. Strzeski is there to make the tackle. As Wolf picks up about three, we'll call it second and seven. Deckerville on the first play for the second half was in a pretty standard formation, and they appear to be again. We've got Eagle under center with Wolf and Stoliker in the backfield behind him. Hagel on the quarterback keep. Can Kyle Case get him? No, he can't. And, Strzeski is trying to make the angle cut. Hagel attempts to make a stop to get him and slides to the ground on that wet turf we've been talking about. But he picked up big yardage as he ran for 40 yards, 38 yards, and it's going to be first and 10 for the Eagles on the North Huron 42-yard line. As Pagel comes running across the field, a little limp there as he kind of came up from that. I think he might have twisted something, but he appears to be just fine as he goes back in now. And once again, Eagles back, standard formation, Pagel under center. On a snap, this time he hands it to Wolf up the middle, and he's pushing, running hard, but Strzeski and... Strzeski. Actually, the Warriors have triplets.
Yeah, they have the three Strzeskis down there.
Three Strzeski, the triplets that play for them, and they play all the time. And so it's real easy for an announcer to be right quite a bit of the time if you call
Yeah, because you can just kind of assume that something happens, you know, it could be one of the Strzeskis.
One of the Strzeskis are involved. So it's going to be second about four for the Eagles. Eagle back in shotgun. Back to pass. Pass intended and complete to Stone that time. And Pagel finally was on target with a pass. After a number of them in the first half that were deep or floated over, Stone was running out ahead, had just a couple steps and a really nice pass that time. As the Eagles, first down again, moved down inside the 35 or 25 down to about the 22-yard line. First and 10. Pago back in the shotgun once again. Pago on the quarterback keep. 46 for the Warriors that time. I don't have 46 on unless I think that had to be 48. Nick Strzeski right through the line in a hurry, and no gain. As they grabbed Pago, he fought hard and tried, but no gain. And Eagles will be second and 10 now at about the 21, 22. Pago brings the team to the line, moves back up under center this time in a pretty traditional set. Stoliker and Wolf in the backfield. Hands off to Stoliker, running hard. Boy, he runs hard and drags players with him. Going to have close to a first down. We'll see where we're at. Kyle Case and Alex Bumba come up at the bottom of the pile, but he picks up about 10 and a half, 11 yards. First down for the Eagles at the Warriors 11. First and 10 at the 11 as the Eagles are just pounding it at them, throwing a few different plays at it this time. A pass play mixed in and a couple different backs, but they've been handing the ball to Danny Wolf. And Danny Wolf running hard. There goes Danny Wolf once again, running real hard. Boy, he's got three Warriors on him. Picks up about 3 or 4 yards, but Gallet comes up off the top of the pile, and out of the bottom of the pile comes Kyle Case and Brandon Moore. Danny Wolf runs real hard as he picks up about 4, we'll call it 2nd and 6 for the Eagles. Moving down the field, 2nd and 6 at their about the 7-yard line. Pago back to the sideline gets a call from Coach Brown as he goes into the huddle. Going to set up in a shotgun formation. Oh, they're back to that spread with Cody Mossoff on the left side. You can almost assure they're going to run behind him. Oh, we got flags on the play, early flags. We'll see what it is. Illegal formation or a procedure, excuse me. North Huron that time appeared to be looking like they knew what was going to happen. The ball was going to come right at them with Cody Mossoff leading the way. They were shifting on that defensive line, getting set, and somebody for the Eagles was going to take care of that and got off a little too quick. So we'll back it up the 5 yards, and it's going to be 2nd and 11 back at about the 13. So 2nd and 11 at about the 13-yard line as the Eagles come back up. Pagel set in the backfield with Dorr and Stoliker. Now Pagel moves up under center. Oh, flags again. Flags again. The Warriors were jumping all around on defense, and it looks like, yep, they had the Eagles a little confused once more, and somebody was going to get off that jump in a hurry. 5-yard penalty, and once again we'll move it back. Now we're going to call it 2nd and about 16, 2nd and 17 as they're all the way back out across the 15 to about the 18. Eagles having a little difficulty here
they're getting pretty excited getting close to the goal, but they really have to kind of focus on this and not let North Huron flag them out if they want to actually get there, because it looks like these past couple plays have just been crazy for them. They haven't really been able to focus on what they need to do.
Two plays in a row. The Warriors were jumping around on defense and Eagles jumped off. And we'll see what happens this time. Pago on a quarterback keep, running hard, picks up about 7 of those yards back. Looks like he's going to be back to the original line of scrimmage. Jimmy Beers on that far side. Gallick over there has been doing a lot of the bouncing around. Dalton kind of getting things messed up, but actually we'll give him enough yardage. It's going to be 3rd and 9. 3rd and 9 right at the 10. So they could get a first down. 3rd and 9 at the 10. Pagel set deep, takes a snap, back to pass, passes to number 8, Dorr, as Dorr goes into the end zone, nice little play as he as Pagel rolled out to the right and Doors running out ahead of him, and the Warriors